Last year, a children's book was published. It was called I'm Afraid Your Teddy Is in Trouble Today. Teddy is a bear. His pals have had a big party. They make a big mess. And uh-oh, police show up. That story might mean different things to different people. Amy Martin is a librarian in Oakland, California, and she realized that for some of the kids she serves, this might not be such a good story.
For anyone who's had a frightening experience of coming home and there are police officers in their home telling them someone they love is in big trouble, this will not be an amusing book. This will be a scary book that possibly revisits trauma.
So Martin has created a guide to children's books about law enforcement. Reporter Andrew Stelzer has more.
If you're ready for a story, clap your hands.
It's Monday morning story time at the Oakland Public Library's downtown branch. First up from children's librarian Mahassin Abui Alim, a classic book based on a South African folk song.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy who played the ukulele. Around
kids' books can be fun. They also help caregivers teach children how to understand the world around them. And explaining topics like law enforcement is never simple. Alim, who's black, has three kids of her own, age 3, 8, and 11.
My children and I have had very positive experiences with police. They also know that their father has not always had those experiences. So we've tried to strike a balanced conversation.
Alim says books need to strike that same balance, too. But librarian Amy Martin, who previously worked at a library in a heavily policed neighborhood populated by people of color, says she was lacking the tools to do her job.
There was a lot of fear among the kids that I met about police officers. And every time I handed a parent who wanted a book about police, one of the books that said police are always helpful, always friendly, don't hurt people, it felt like maybe I was giving them something that wasn't reflecting their reality. And we really try to do that in librarianship.
Martin and her colleagues went through their catalog. They found just about every book portrayed police as heroes that never make mistakes. Anyone the police arrested would be labeled as criminals or at least bad guys. She wondered, what about the American concept of innocent until proven guilty?
What we settled on was that it was best to talk about people pursued by police, suspects, things like that, use that language that doesn't presume guilt. And I've hardly found any books that do that to this day.
Martin created a toolkit for her fellow librarians. It doesn't review specific books. Instead, it provides tips and questions like, does the book acknowledge that some people have negative experiences with police? Does it imply that children will always be safe if they follow officers' instructions? And does the book make a distinction between prison and jail?
We're not trying to say that police are bad. We're trying to represent the broader perspectives that are visible in our community.
The toolkit, which is available for free online, has been distributed throughout Oakland's library system. Martin's also gotten inquiries from educators outside of California. So, in these post-Black Lives Matter times, could this help law enforcement and aggrieved communities come together?
It's a potentially very useful document.
Matthew Barge is co-executive director of the Police Assessment Resource Center. They're hired by law enforcement agencies across the country to help with accountable policing and community relations. Barge agrees that we should be teaching kids that police are imperfect. But, he adds, we should also be teaching them that police are human beings and community members.
You know, where it's not just reduced to a fairy tale with a good guy and a bad guy, but rather, you know, explaining more of what police officers do, how they interact with the community.
Barge says he often asks clients and community members to try and wipe the long, troubled historical slate clean, just for a minute, and imagine what their perfect police department would look and act like. Children's books could potentially be a tool to help envision and maybe one day create a more ideal force of the future. For Here and Now, I'm Andrew Stelzer in Oakland.